Are you ready for new dimensions and countless possibilities today and for the future? It's an exciting new time, and the answers are out there. So join Mary Jane Popp as she explores the unique and unusual for a better life on Pop Talk in search of the truth. And here she is, Mary Jane Popp.
And welcome to Pop Talk. Hey, have I got a show for you? We are jam-packed. We're going to be talking about embracing change and alignment and how do you manage stress? As if everybody has got some kind of stress these days. I'm telling you, it's absolutely incredible. I've got a healer on. Beth Bauer's going to join us. But first, I want to find out what's happening in the stars. Will it be a change for all of us? Will it be better? Will it be worse? You know, I'm beginning to wonder anymore. I don't know what is good and what is not so good. But you know what? We deal with it one day at a time. Well, is it all in the stars? Can we depend on where and when the planets are aligned? And where are they now, and how does it affect us? We're going to check in with Constance Stellis because she comes to us naturally as an astrologer. Born of Greek ancestry and studied there, it's taken her to a career over 20 years as an astrologer. Now, her book, The Hidden Power of Everyday Things, helps to pinpoint what's happening in our lives, because most of us really don't know anymore. Hi, Constance. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mary Jane?
Oh, hanging in there. One day at a time is all we can do, right, Constance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, just fine.
Okay,
you're coming through loud and clear. Can you hear me okay?
Good. Yep.
Yay. Okay. So, astrology. But you're also numerologist. You add to that utilizing the Kabbalah. Do all of these tie in together?
I'm having trouble hearing you, actually.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we can make this a little bit better. Can you hear me a little better now?
A little better now, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Astrology. You know, you're an astrologer, but you're also a numerologist. And I think you also refer to the Kabbalah. How do they all tie together?
Well, actually, you're reading my promo from that book. That book was me, astrology, someone else, numerology, someone else, Kabbalah. I know about those things, but for me, astrology does it all. I mean, it says it all.
Okay.
And astrology, of course, is a 3,500-year-old study of how the position of the stars, the sun and the moon, the planets, affect life on Earth. So astronomers now only measure. And that's what they're doing. They measure the eclipse that we just had. They measure all sorts of distances between stars. But in ancient times, there was no difference. An astrologer and an astronomer were the same thing.
Oh.
Because they were trying to interpret what the seasonal aspects of the stars portended for the Earth. It started out as navigation. How do we get from point A to point B?
Yeah.
Because there's no GPS, you know, there's no electric signals. And then, as observation continued, the overflowing of the Nile, which was so vital for agriculture, how did that work out in a cyclical basis? And then some more time passed, and it was thought that certain stars were fortunate, especially for journeys. And then other stars not so fortunate.
Hmm.
And then right before, in the Greek times leading to the Roman times, there was an emphasis on personal horoscopes. In other words, where the stars were when you were born.
Hmm.
So, because that gives you your sign, whether you're a Leo, as I know you are,
yep.
and I'm a Libra. That meant that that constellation was in the sky at a child's birth. And from that map of all of your planets, because we have the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, And they're all in different parts of the zodiac, and together they make the interpretation for each person.
So it all depends on your birth date.
It depends on your birth day, year, place, and time.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same, like, can you get the birth date of the country, like our country?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We know our birth date, July 4th, 1776.
Okay,
right?
Hold on. But actually, it was July 2nd, because July 4th is when we celebrate it, but it was actually the 2nd when all that was signed.
I think that they've done a lot of researches, and it was based on when all of the signers of the Declaration of Independence congregated.
Ah, oh, okay.
Which was July 4th.
All right.
There's a big controversy with the time, and there are many different charts about whether it's this time or that time. One is 2 in the morning, which seems maybe unlikely, but basically, we can tell a lot from the solar chart, in other words, where the sun was on the country's birthday.
Okay. So, is our country in trouble?
You know? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to say that. You had to. Like, in what way?
Okay. It's very interesting. And I say yes with a great deal of hope for the future, because Pluto is the furthest planet from the Earth, way out there. And Pluto has a very erratic and long orbit cycle. Sometimes it remains in a sign for 10 years, sometimes for 30 years. And the position of the Pluto in the chart of the United States of America is 27 degrees of Capricorn. And 2 years ago, we had the first connection or Pluto return, because Pluto in the sky got back to that position of the first chart of the United States. So we started with that Pluto return, that herald in, that was right before the invasion of Ukraine. So that's not exactly our country, but obviously it is.
We're involved.
We're involved.
Yeah.
And Pluto is power. It can be power wisely used or power disastrously used.
Okay.
And its purpose in the evolution of the Earth, in the evolution of society, is to uncover what is hidden and power corrupted or distorted. And we're certainly going through our paces on that question.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to cleanse the wound, so to speak, to look and see what's fair, what's not fair. And we know the divisions in our country right now are potent.
Okay.
But it is towards the good, but Pluto doesn't move too quickly. So then
how do we fix the wounds? I don't even know what all the wounds are. We got a lot of them.
We have a lot of them. And many, many groups are saying, no, this is the big wound, this is the that.
Yeah.
And right now we're in a haze of victimhood and trying to clear out organizational dysfunction, political dysfunction.
Oh, boy.
Mental health dysfunction, et cetera, et cetera. How do we do it? By recognizing that it's not perfect, that it's not even good right now, and going forward.
In what way going forward? I mean, what do we have to do to fix it?
Well, let's take it from an individual level.
Okay.
Because every child has a horoscope. Every person has a chart. And many people, you don't even have to be aware of this. I mean, if you go to an astrologer, the astrologer will tell you. But people know inside themselves what it is that they want to do, what they can do, what they have talents and abilities for. And there's more harmony when they are, let's say, on their frequency, contributing to themselves, their families, their societies, than when they're being pushed into a square hole of data, accumulating data, and AI is doing the work, and all of these machines. I mean, I'm old enough to not like machines.
Yeah. I hear you. Especially when it's going to take over.
Yeah. So, all right, we don't know. But these machines can be vital in creating new solutions when they're used properly.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to be used properly and we're collecting data to spy on people, well, that's distorted. That's not the way of the future. But my point is that as each person harmonizes with their abilities in themselves, it's a contribution to society.
Okay.
And then societies can move forward so that they really protect the people of their country or their town or their village.
Gosh.
So it's an interaction between individuals, groups, countries, and the planet.
I have to mention, a couple of shows ago, I had a pastor on. His name is Staley. And he is also a researcher and a scientist. And he said the 2017 eclipse, and then, of course, the total eclipse this year, he said you lay one on top of the other, and it forms an X over our country.
Absolutely.
And he said that's not a good thing.
Well, it's a tension-filled thing. It's a tension-filled thing. But I wasn't really involved in the 2017. And New York City, where I live, didn't have a total eclipse in 2024, the one just passed. But it was a moment of awe, truly, even in this busy, chaotic, cuckoo city.
Huh.
People stopped. They looked. They said, oh, my God. They were involved with something bigger than themselves, interesting and natural. So the X across the country is magnifying and perhaps energizing many of the difficulties we have, but it's also showing us the way forward, which is protect the earth and see the benefit of living harmoniously with nature as we can. That's what I think. The pastor's, it was on to something, but it doesn't have to mean the boogeyman.
Well, he did say that in the past, historically, how far we could go back, 8 times this has happened.
Yep.
And he said of those 8 times, within 90 days to 18 months, something really, really bad happened, like World War One, World War Two, all kinds of terrible things like volcanoes and bad stuff. Let's put it that way. Do you feel the same way?
In a way, yes, but in a way, no. I'm a Libra. I always see both sides of the situation.
You're a politician. That's what they do.
That could be. There are many cycles within astrology that are dependent on eclipses and planetary motion. Pluto is at 2 degrees of Aquarius now, and every time a planet has come to 2 degrees, Pluto has come to 2 degrees of a sign, there's been a military action. So we've got a military action on two fronts. We have Ukraine, we have the Hamas war, and we have threats from major powers, China, Russia,
Iran.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Not a major power, but they're there. Okay.
Yeah.
So the world situation is not peaceful. It's extremely scary, and we're doing our best to hold it together. But here's the thing. We can no longer go full-out war. In my opinion, it's impossible. One nuke and the whole thing's over.
Not
because everybody dies, but because a line has been crossed over that is so threatening that we can't really recover from it. And it's not just cockeyed optimists like I am that feel that way. It's the people in power, too. So we had the latest onslaught of drones from Iran to Israel. Boom, 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 they picked them out. And then Israel retaliated. But nobody, no human, no matter what they say, wants World War III.
No. If World War III comes, there won't be World War IV, that's for sure.
That's exactly it. And everybody knows that. There's no bravado about this. There's no we're going to get these guys. It can't be. Israel must destroy Hamas because Hamas is only interested in destruction. Okay. But that, in a way, and it's not good, but it's contained.
Okay.
That's kind of my astrological view.
Okay.
And I also think it's very harmful to put out bad publicity for astrology and horror shows about what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
If you
well,
do it to a person, it's crippling.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Oh, better. You know, hide away. You can't live your life like that.
No. Can't you have to live in a cave, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Now, let me ask you, though. I mean, we've got Biden and Trump, and I'm sure, I don't know what their signs are, so you're going to have to
Biden
tell
me. Is a Scorpio, and Trump is a Gemini.
Okay. Oh, no wonder. Gemini.
Yes, no wonder.
Okay. So we got Biden, Trump. Are they going to live through this whole thing? I mean, they're both old. You know,
yeah, they're both old.
You
they're
know?
Both old. I guess the truthful answer is I don't know. I feel that Trump, I said a long time ago, so I'm going to be consistent with what I saw in the stars then, that Trump will not win.
Oh, really?
How and why he will not win, I am not sure.
Okay. Hmm.
And
well, he's got his hands full, you know.
Yeah, with to say the least.
Being in court 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
It's rough.
Well, yeah. He's got a lot to answer for. About Biden's health, I think he's doing what he can to conserve his energy while still fulfilling his job, his role.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes think that if things really get, let's see, even more stress with politics, et cetera, that, you know, like in The Godfather, he might find a wartime consigliere, someone, and maybe it's the vice president, maybe not, but someone that can advise him in a more aggressive way.
Hmm.
But I don't know who that person is, and we don't have a role for such a person. But
well, you know, all you have to do is look back to, you know, President Reagan. I mean, we know that while he was still in office, Alzheimer's was starting to take its toll. But he surrounded himself with the right kind of people.
That's right.
And see, that's the thing with me.
Plus an astrologer, you know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially Nancy. I mean, they didn't make a move unless they... I forget her name now.
It was Joan Quigley.
Quigley, okay. But, I mean, she talked to her, like, I don't know, every day or several times a week. If they had anything that they were going to do, some kind of event, she would look to see if that event was going to be good or whatever.
That's right.
It was
That's
just
right.
incredible.
That's right.
So
She didn't initiate policy.
No.
It wasn't like she was the power behind the White House. But once... things, especially the meeting with Gorbachev, once that was in the wind and suggested, she found the best time for the meetings to take place. Because the whole episode with Joan Quigley started when there was an assassination attempt on Reagan's life.
Right.
And Nancy was understandably freaked out.
Of course.
And wanted to protect her husband. And she found a good way. And then her, Quigley's advice for when and how things would play out, you know, because you can have a meeting and then I think the Nicaragua situation was kind of hot at that moment. I'm not too familiar with it, but how the meetings would pan out, would go into the future. Hmm. Astrology can be very good with that.
Got it. So... I guess the whole thing is, you know, can we make changes or is it written in granite?
Absolutely. We can make changes. We must make changes. And each individual person can make changes.
Okay.
You know, you have a choice. You're a Leo. You can be the kind of star attraction. Look at me. I please give me attention and hog the stage. Or what is maybe a better path, show the generosity and leadership that Leo is also known for. So it's complex with astrology.
Mm-hmm.
You have psychologically many, many options to choose from. And then when we look at the whole picture with the Earth, companies and economics and all those things, there's a good way, and that will benefit all, and a not so good way that is just greedy.
It's interesting that you say that, because when I came back to the station, I said I wanted to do something different. A little bit different. I mean, I'm still having some of the most wonderful people that I had on Pop-Off, but I said I wanted this to be more leaning toward New Age Pop-Talk, but not woo-woo, but it's you know, some positive stuff, stuff to that'll make your life better.
Yep.
Because we don't have a whole lot of that on the air right now.
Well, thank you for making me a part of it. I can plug my most recent series of books, which people might be interested in.
You betcha.
It's called Self-Care for Each One of the Signs. So these are 12 books, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, etc., and suggestions for how to take good care of yourself physically, mentally, spiritually,
really?
Just for fun. So they're involved.
Where can they get that?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, many different bookstores.
So it's
also
called Self...
Five Below. Do you have Five Below out there?
Yeah,
in
yeah, we do. Yeah. So it's there, too. Okay, so it's called Self-Care?
It's called Self-Care for, and then you decide what your sign is.
Oh.
And you pick the one for your sign.
I'll be darned. Now, you have a website, too, don't you?
I do. I do. ConstanceStellis.com.
Okay. Oh, my dear. It's just, you know, every time I love talking to you because you're straightforward about it, and we have to be honest about these. That's the reason it's called Pop Talk in Search of Truth, because there's so much of the other stuff out there that you got to dig for the truth, you know?
Yeah. And the truth... The truth will set you free, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Sometimes you have to temper it.
I love astrology. It's not cut and dry. I mean, if you read older texts, you say one position in a chart, you say you will die from a bite of the of a dog.
Oh my! Really?
I've seen hundreds of charts with that position, and nobody has called me up and said, you know what, so-and-so died from a dog bite. It's very funny.
Yeah, it is.
The beauty of it is that astrology connects you with the myths, the gods and the goddesses of history, and how those energies interact, and what your challenges personally are, or if we're looking at a company... The company's challenges, it can be almost like a thumbnail sketch because it takes some effort to sort it out.
Okay.
But how all of this works together and how you can use it for your benefit. I'm going to do a workshop called Astrology in Times of Personal and Global Chaos.
And boy, we got a bunch of that.
Yep, we do.
And personal as well as global. It's just
That's right.
It's amazing. I mean, I've lived a long time, and I don't remember.
Good.
I mean, yeah, we went through the Cold War and all that. But, you know, I've never seen it this bad.
No, nor I. I haven't lived that long, but I remember the society that was assumed growing up, and it's not assumed now.
No. It isn't. And I feel, you know who I feel bad for? The young people.
Kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they will never know what we know, that there was something called normal. That's gone. That's finished. But they won't know it because they're growing up in it. But I wish they would know it.
Well, they seem to be very, very interested in the music and some of the films, some of the art of the past, especially the 60s and the 70s. And a lot of kids have said to me, oh, I wish I was alive when the Beatles were there.
No.
You know, things like that. I mean, that's not a total answer, but I think there's an appreciation for that kind of pure creativity.
Yeah.
Because now we have produced creativity.
Absolutely. Well, Constance, as always, I got to have you back because I want to talk about aliens. I want to talk about AI and a whole bunch of stuff. So you're just going to have to come back again.
All right. Be my pleasure. You can also take a look at my Substack. I have a lot of articles. I have one on astrology and AI. It's Constance Stellis at Substack.com. You know about Substack?
Matthew? No, no.
Oh, it's a place where you can blog or you can put posts and people subscribe to it. Mine's free right now. Some people charge money, but mine's free.
Okay. So it's Constance Stellis at Substack.com.
That's right.
Terrific. Constance, as always, you're the best. We got to do this again.
All right, Mary Jane. It would be my pleasure. Well.
And you too. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Great. Bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, Constance Stellis. She's an astrologer, and I mean, for a long time, and tells it like it is, which is great. So again, you can go to ConstanceStellis.com or ConstanceStellis at Substack.com. And her books, I should say, books, self-care for, and then your sign, whatever your sign is. And there's 12 signs, so you can get whatever. Anyway, we're going to have to talk more because we're not in a real good place in our country, in our world today. And we don't know what's going to happen next time around. But you know what? Maybe we can do some healing. And we're going to do that right after this.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Day one, diagnosis day, the hardest day, the day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
LLS provided immediate financial support that helped me keep my business going through treatment.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Well, what if I told you that you could help others to heal? What a blessing, right? But how does this wonderful ability happen? We're going to ask Beth Bauer. She's had great experiences helping others from major health problems to everyday aches and pains and more. Now, she discovered her gift when she was only 4 years old, believe it or not. But what a special calling. And she calls it Fields of Energy. That's the name of her book, and we'll find out more about that. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice to have you with us on the show. What do you mean by fields of energy?
So our energy around our body is electromagnetic. Everybody has it. And I can see that. I've been able to see that since I was 4. And I can work with that. And that's where our physical body gets its information on whether it should be healthy or sick or what's happening to our bodies. Hmm. And so by working with the energy around the body, I can help the body heal.
So do you feel the energy, see the energy? I mean, how do you know what's happening with them?
Sure. I can see it and feel it. Different tingling sensations I get with my hand when I feel it, with my eyes, what I see. If you think about TV back when there was antennas, and you'd have a fuzzy station, so areas where there's congestion of energy, where it's kind of stuck, it's more fuzzy color than other areas.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So I don't understand how you can make the change. How can you help them?
Well, I can just clear out the congestion or if there's lack of energy. And either way, I basically correct the pattern, give your energy the correct pattern for health, and then your body begins to heal because it has the correct pattern. Oh, how exactly I do that, it's really hard to explain because it comes so natural. My children all had this gift as well, and I didn't teach it to them because I didn't really know how to teach it to them.
Okay. So now, when you were 4 years old, obviously it started for you. Did you know what was happening? I mean, did it come to you like, you in your dreams, auras, or you could just feel people, or what?
Well, I just started seeing energy all the time. Just one day it just started. And I would tell my mom things that I saw, and it became very clear to me after a short time that she couldn't see what I saw, and she didn't really understand it. And so I just quit talking about it to other people. But I was kind of the kind of child who knew their mind and knew I knew what I was seeing and I knew it was real and there was nobody going to talk me out of it.
Oh, that's great. Well, now, do you have to have is the location has anything to do with it, or it's just the body, period?
So, yeah, people will ask me all kinds of questions, like if I need pictures or if I need to be with the person or if I need to know, you know, where they're at or whatever. And it totally doesn't matter. For me, I can make the connection just by, like, knowing the person who asked me to do it. So, like, one time a lady wanted me to work on her husband because he couldn't get in to see me on my office hours. And so she said, well, let's just do distance work. And she told me his name. And I did it. And then the next time she came back, she said, oh, she said, I should have told you. He's Junior. His dad has the same name. They live in the same town. How do you know if you got the right guy? And I laughed and I said, oh, I got the right guy. Let me tell you what I found and see what you think. And she started laughing and she said, you got the right guy. How did you do that? And I said, well, because I knew it was your husband by that name. And she's like, wow. So, and he felt it and he got better. So,
oh,
yeah.
Neat. Now, with the technology, I mean, we've got so much technology out there. It's just, it's incredible, Beth. And growing, you know, they got, I mean, every place is this thing called 5G. I don't even know what that means, but it's like, you know, you are in the in crowd if you have 5G. Everything is 5G. What the heck is it? And is it good or bad?
Well, and this is coming from, okay, so my perspective, obviously, but I'm married to a man who is an IT person.
Oh, wow.
So I understand both sides of this.
Okay.
You know, people think it's just the next generation of cellular, but it's not. It's, you know, each, you know, 2G, 3G, 4G, they were all not great for us either. But 5G has taken this astronomical leap and the length of the wave.
Really?
The shorter the wave, the more damage it does to the human body. And there's a lot of radiation with cell towers. And people think, oh, it's just if you're close to it or whatever. With 5G, it's different. You don't have to be close to it. It can bother you when you live a long ways from it. Mm-hmm. And it really makes people sick if they live too close to it. And, of course, any device that you have that runs it, which would be your router, anything that connects to the Internet, any smart appliances, smart thermostats, those all produce a lot of radiation. And what the industry doesn't want you to know is that this is a problem for you because they want you to buy their product. But if you look at the scientific studies that are done, that are independent studies, they're not by people who, you know, not by companies who have something to sell that's 5G related. If you look at the truly scientific studies, it shows how dangerous it is for our bodies. And there's a lot of lawsuits going on right now over this kind of thing because it is dangerous.
Mm.
And it does mess with the energy field around your body, which then, of course, makes you sick. So people who already have health problems are going to notice it sooner than people who don't. But it's going to eventually affect everyone if we don't do something about it.
Okay, so can you protect yourself from that? I mean, it's all over.
Yes. And there's a ton of stuff on the Internet that you can buy to protect yourself. And some of it is absolute garbage. And some of it works. And some of it's extremely expensive and ridiculously so. And others is good and decently priced. So that's what you, you know, that's hard because how does the average person know what to get and not get, right?
Yeah.
So I had a lot of clients asking me, they're just like, your house feels so amazing. When I'm here, I feel so good. Can you help me do this? So finally, I'm like, okay, I started selling a product line that I believe in. And I also have a friend who's an engineer that had some products he had made. And I told him what we needed to do to it to make it better. And so he and I collaborated on this one product that I sell that I had probably a dozen clients who were still really sick. And they called me every day. And I'm like, this can't go on for me because I'm too busy to handle somebody who has a problem every day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not only that, but these people are suffering and, you know, financially this can't go on for them forever either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with this engineer friend of mine and came up with this product. It's not expensive at all, $35. And it has absolutely stopped all of their problems and helped everybody else who bought it as well.
Well, what do you do with it?
So it's something you wear in your pocket, and it just protects you from a lot of this garbage.
Huh. Okay.
And my goal was, it wasn't about making money, it was about helping people. Like, people were absolutely desperate. Like I say, they were calling me every day, and yeah. I'm like, I have to come up with something. So I just sat down, and I had a talk with God and said, okay, I need you to help me.
Yeah.
And I started asking him lots of questions, and he gave me answers. And when I called up my engineer friend with my list of things, he at first, when I told him my idea of what I wanted to do, kind of was like, yeah, whatever. And after I told him what I wanted to put in it, he was ecstatic. He's like, this is amazing. This is incredible. And I said, well, of course it is. It came from God.
Now, what does it actually do? I mean, I carry it in my pocket. So what does it do?
So it creates like a buffer around you to protect you so that 5G doesn't harm you. There's ways of making the waves that come at you. I mean, 5G is in the air whether you're using it or not, okay? But if you're using it, then you're really drawing it to you, okay?
Yeah.
So if you have this device, it's not even a device, if you have this product in your pocket, it helps, it creates long waves. Long waves are good. That's what God made. That's what trees are, grass, the earth, water, all long waves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything man-made is short waves. All this electronic stuff is very short waves, and it's very bad for you. So this creates long waves that mix with the short waves, creating longer waves that are better for your body.
Oh. Now, your husband, you say, is an IT guy, yeah?
Yes,
How does he feel about what you're talking about with 5G?
You know, and I was worried. I thought he's going to, you know, I was having problems. I literally had to move to a remote location because 5G bothered me so badly. It was killing me, and I thought he's going to think this is nuts. And he said, no. He said, I see what it does to you. I've read the science. He said, it's not good. And we don't need it. He said, we can get by with 4G just fine with the things that we need to do. He said, this 5G stuff, it's all ridiculous. So he understood it. I mean, if you read the science behind it, not the, you know, you don't go to T-Mobile's website or Verizon's website. You go to the scientists who are studying it. And you read about it.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people who've gotten sick from this. I mean, I know hundreds.
So, you know, I always use the word normal. Now, I don't know if we ever were normal, but whatever we thought of as normal, it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's sad. And, you know, my daughter was born in 2001. And I tell her, I'm like, you know, I feel so bad for people your age or anybody under 30 because they've never lived on this planet without wireless technology.
Yeah.
They don't know how good they could feel. People in their 20s joke about their aches and pains. And people in their 30s are falling apart, and everybody older than that feels horrible, and they can hardly walk, and they hurt all over, and nobody's connecting the dots to understand why. I mean, yes, our food and our water are polluted and bad and such, but this, you know, the statistics of what has changed since wireless technology has been available are appalling. Like, ADHD has gone up like 7,000-some percent.
Wow.
And, I mean, I know there's other triggers for that as well, but...
But why like, so much?
Joint replacements are up 440%. And nobody questions, why does everybody need a joint replacement? Wow. Nobody used to need that. People didn't hurt and have aches and pains till they were in their 70s or 80s, if they even ached at all.
Yeah.
And now it's just considered normal. Nobody says, well, why? Except me, of course.
Yeah, there
I'm
you
out
go.
There going, hey, this is not right. And then the scientists are proving it. But
does it affect animals, too?
Absolutely. You know, I noticed when we moved, we had a cat that was kind of aggressive to the other cat. And when we moved, he... so much calmer, happier. My plants where I live now grow like crazy in my house. But my house, if I use a meter to test in my house, it's zero.
Wow. Zero
and
from what? I mean...
From EMF, electromagnetic fields.
Oh, okay.
And that's harmful. You know, you don't want it to be over one, really. And when we lived where we used to live, you know, it was high, you know, we're talking 4 or 5. You look at, we don't have Wi-Fi in our home. That's a big one. That's a huge one people can do to help themselves. Get rid of Wi-Fi in your home, hardwired. And if you're going, well, I want to use my phone. Yeah, they have adapters for that. You can plug into an Ethernet cord and you can have your Wi-Fi or your internet on your phone without Wi-Fi. You can hardwire your house. Yes, it takes some work. It is well worth the health implications to make that change. And at the very minimum, while you're getting that done, unplug your Wi-Fi router at night. It's like having a cell tower in your home.
Really?
It puts out that much bad EMF in your home.
Yeah.
I had a client who came to see me one day, and it was shortly after I started selling the product that I sell, and she was telling me how sick she was, and I started asking her, like, you know, do you have Wi-Fi? Where's the router? She's like, oh, it's in my bedroom. I'm like, what? You can't have that in your bedroom. She's like, yeah, the cable box is in there, too. And I'm like, you need to move to a different bedroom. And she's like, I can't. And I'm like, you need to get this product. And I was out. I had sold everything. And I said, I literally took them off my phones, and I said, here, you take these. You need these or you're going to die. This is killing you.
Wow.
She texted me the next day and she said, I cannot thank you enough. I feel so much better from just putting my product on her Wi-Fi router and her cable box.
Okay. Now, this product, you say that you put in your pocket. Is that the same thing that you do around the house?
I have different things there that you can do for your house, for your devices, for your personal body. There's a variety of different things. I mean, all total, you can protect yourself and your home and your family for a couple hundred dollars. and it works. I mean, I'm living proof of it working because I nearly died three times before we moved because of 5G, and my husband was the one who figured out what was wrong with me.
Wow. Is there any problem that you can't tackle or won't tackle?
Pretty few and far between have I come across something that didn't respond. I can honestly say I've seen probably 15,000 people over the years, and no one has gone away without any improvement. Like, everybody's had some improvement. It may not have fixed the very thing they came for, but they had a few other issues that got better. So very occasionally, like, genetic things are, I can help them be better, but I can't fix them.
Okay.
If the baby is still in utero, I can actually fix genetic things. I've worked on a number of women with pregnant with babies with Down syndrome who were completely healed, a baby with spina bifida who was completely healed in the womb.
Wow, that's amazing. How do you know that? How do you know what to do? I mean, the baby can't tell you what's wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've had tests, and so they know what's wrong, and they come to me and they ask if they, you know, if I can help them. But I did have somebody who didn't know yet if the test was positive for Down syndrome or not, and they came to me, and because I had done it before, I could tell, and I said yes and treated them, and then they did find out that it was indeed that, and by the time the baby was born, the baby was fine.
Oh, be darned. That's amazing. Does AI have anything to do with this? Is it going to make it worse?
Well, I think that's a whole different kind of thing. My personal belief on that, I think it's a very dangerous thing, and I don't think it's something we should be utilizing.
Yeah, but the cat's
standpoint.
Out of the bag, Beth. You can't put it back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just pure evil, honestly. My husband being IT, he agrees with me 100%, and he won't use it either.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. You know, it's one of those things where we know we're made of energy. We have fields of energy around us. That's just the way we are, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Can you heal yourself?
Yes. Yep, I've healed myself of lots of problems. And other healers I've met over the years, they're like, you can't heal yourself. I said, what do you mean you can't heal yourself? You're not supposed to be able to heal yourself. I laughed. I said, nobody told me that.
Really? I can't imagine. Why not? I mean, if you can heal other people.
Well, that's what I said. And they're like, you must really love yourself. And I'm like, well, I don't dislike myself, but I'm not, like, self-centered or anything. But
well, you better love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, how do you expect other people to love you? You know?
Well, and if you don't love yourself, I don't think you're going to be a very good healer for other people either.
That's true. Yeah, that makes good sense. Okay, so
you
can do this healing, like, just over the phone, or do you have to see a person or have a picture or whatever?
Yep, nope. I've worked on people I've never met. Like, sometimes people are in the hospital and their family asked me to help them because, like, they're in a coma or something. Or they've had a traumatic brain injury or for whatever reason. And I can work on them and not have ever seen them before. In fact, there's a woman who wrote a book about me healing her cancer, and it was all through distance healing, where I wasn't with her when I did the healing on her. She didn't take any chemo or radiation or do anything else but see me. And that's been the case for lots and lots of people.
Wow. It just seems like, you know, with all the technology, it in some ways it's great, and in other ways it's like, oh my gosh, where are we going with this?
Right. I agree. I just heard some people talking out in public today about, you know, the husband was saying, I just don't like all that technology. I don't get into that. They were probably in their 60s, and the wife's like, yeah, you're such a stick in the mud.
Oh, gosh.
I snickered to myself, and I thought I really wanted to say, you know, he's got the right idea, and he's going to live longer with fewer health problems than you will.
Yeah.
Because it does damage to us. I mean, I'm on a cell phone right now with you, but I don't have it. I'm not holding it to my head.
Really?
Keeping it away from my body. I have it on speakerphone. You know, I don't use it a ton, but when I use it, I try to keep it away from the body. The closer it is to you, the more EMF you get from it.
Is there anything to do about that to help with cell phones?
Yep, I have product that helps that as well. In fact, my husband did a little test with me one time. When we discovered I was having all these issues with EMF and stuff, he said, gee, honey, he said, your cell phone actually has the most radiation output of any cell phone on the market right now. So he's like, I'm getting you a different cell phone. So when the cell phone came, and I didn't know it had come, he comes walking into the room I was in, and he's got a towel over his hand. And he's got, you can see he's got two hands under the towel, you know, one on one side, one on the other. And he says, pick which hand? And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, I've got your new cell phone and your old cell phone. Tell me which one's the worst. And so through the towel, I point to which, I said, well, this one. And he goes, you're good, because I picked the one that was the worst.
Oh.
Then he turned around and he messed with it a little bit. And then he said, now pick one. And I picked, and it was the correct one again. And then he did something else. And then he said, now pick one. And I picked again. And he goes, it was right every time. You know, I picked the correct one every time. And he's like, how do you do that? And I'm like, I can feel it. I said, that one's giving me a headache. And he's like, that's the bad phone.
Wow. So how do you know which ones are bad and which ones are good that are on the market now?
Yeah, so he's the guy who does all the research on the computer, because I try to stay away from the computer. So anyway, there's a website, I guess, that he looks this all up on and looks to see how much radiation each one puts out. And we don't buy new phones until then. And in fact, his company gets new cell phones every 2 years. And 2 years ago, they got a new cell phone, and he ordered a 4G phone. Well, by the time they got the phones, they didn't have 4G phones, and they sent him a phone that was could supposedly switch between 4G and 5G.
Mm-hmm.
And he was back where we used to live, and he had gone into work, and they gave him the phone, and he turned it on and used it, and he was going to switch it back before he came home, and he forgot. And I didn't even know he got the new phone. So he got home, and it was like noon. And I got so sick that evening. I was so sick. And I said, wow, I don't know if they put a new tower up by us or what, but I feel horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't dawn on him that he had forgot to switch his phone. And I didn't know he had this. So the next day at noon, I told him, I said, I think I'm going to die. Like, I am so sick. I feel like before we moved, I'm like, I just don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden he said, oh, no. And he ran to his office and he came and he laid his phone next to me. And he said, what's that doing to you? And I said, oh, it feels horrible. What did you do to your phone? And he said, it's a different phone. And he said, but it's a 4G, 5G phone. It's not the one I wanted. And I forgot to switch it back. But he said, I have it on the 4G setting. So we got out our meter to test it. And it maxed out my meter, which means it was 5G. So then we switched it to the 5G setting, same thing. So the 4G, 5G supposedly switched, that you could switch back and forth. It was just a lie.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't even do anything.
Jeez. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's all around us. It's hard to get away from it, period.
Right.
And especially with kids. Oh, my gosh. You know,
I feel so sorry for children, because they're being bombarded by so much. It's just terrible.
Yeah. And I don't know if it'll ever change, to be honest with you. Because they start with technology at 2-3 years old. They grew up with it. I mean, they know how to do things on computers and phones and everything that I'll never learn. I'll never be able to do it, because they grew up with it. But then that means they're also so immersed in it that I don't know if they can get away with it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. And I feel like, you know, younger people don't know